More like radio, less like crap.
How do you have rules for war? What's that all about? Oh, that's, you know, the Saddam Hussein, he was ready to use chemical weapons. That's against the rules. Fuck you. That's a war, faggot. Fight it or get out. Ain't no rules. It's like, yeah, what's a Geneva Convention? What's that sick shit? You got rules for, oh, we're going to kill each other by the hundreds of thousands. Not us, of course, poor people's kids. But if we're going to do it, let's try to jot down some rules, right? What if they, can they hit him in the face with a garden rake? Gentlemen, what do you think? Yeah, okay, all right, everyone in, yeah, hit him in the face with a garden rake is okay. What about macing him? No, that's chemical. That's fighting like a fairy. No, macing, that's what girls use. That's fighting like a girly. Right? It's a war. If you attack me, I'm a weaker country. I will use any weapon I have. I will chemical weapon, nuclear weapon, girly eye gouge, sucker nut punch, dog shit in a wrist rocket, whatever's going to keep you away from me. Go, yeah, it's a war. Fight it or quit crying, faggot. And yes, if you're in here and you're gay and you're offended that I'm using the word faggot, I apologize and I'll suck your dick after the show. Because faggot's way too good of a word, though. It's a faggot. It's got to, you know, it's not even a gay thing. I'll suck your dick. I'll turn queer to keep the word. I don't care. My self-respect was shot years ago. I stopped succumbing to the... this. It's like cunt. Cunt is a great word, but it's more impressive if you use it on a guy. See? Right? You're a fucking cunt. That's all you are. See how it's more powerful because it's confusing. It's like calling a redneck a nigger. They don't have no idea how to react. Right? Terrorism can work.
Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? Well, go to the second annual More Like Radio live event, a tribute to Otto Peterson, Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians and possibly Mersh if you could get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds would go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.
You know what, Marie? I was thinking about buying a new sex toy, and I really want to buy one, but I'm strapped for cash. What can I do?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mitch. If you go to adamandeve.com, More Like Radio has a promo code for you where you can get 50% off your favorite sex toy.
Hold on, are you saying I can get the sexy slave kit for 50% off?
I'm saying absolutely you can get the full-on sexy slave kit. Just use promo code DEAL48 on checkout.
So if I use DEAL48 and I get my double Dutch dildo, is that all I get?
No, you don't, Mitch. Once you get your double Dutch dildo, you're going to also receive 3 adult DVDs for some inspiration with that double
Perfect,
Dutch dildo.
Perfect, because I still use a DVD player.
Excellent, I'm glad you do. But not only that, you're also going to get a free extra gift with your purchase, and also you'll receive free shipping on your entire order.
It's like Christmas in my pants.
Except you're having it this year.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
I'm dying over.
You do realize that when you get that on your end,
Dutch, don't.
I can't handle it.
It's your internet, dude.
Oh, hello.
It's your internet. You guys have some kind of slow edge going down in your area, I think.
Maybe it's your area that's slow, bro.
It's not, because I'm not getting anything on my end. That's the thing.
How many loads?
I'm not getting anything on my end either.
Exactly. Neither is D, neither is Mitch. The reason why.
No.
Don't bring my load into this.
D, tell us more about your load.
How heavy is your load?
Yeah, please. Everyone go and describe your load. 954-570-2780. Call in and describe your yellow load.
Dutch and Vince, folks, boy. All load talk all night.
It's so obvious that it's you guys' problem.
Yeah,
we're not the ones that sound like robots.
Dutch has a normal size load.
Your robot load is too immaculate.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Italiano vero. Italiano vero.
Hang on to your hats, you devil dogs, because the master bebop blaster of all time is going to give you a soul injection.
I'm the greatest man in the world.
Woo! It's time for Dutch and Royce. Don't forget, we are better than you.
Oh, my God.
We are the straightest show that talks about sucking dudes' cocks.
Oh, two of my favorite things in the world are kids singing adult songs and pageants.
You don't fucking know. You think it's all smiles and tits?
Stop doing that to me.
Why? I like it.
You're pissing me off. That's why.
So look out here. Forget her push. Look at her hair, asshole.
Hold on. Starting over. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to do this the right way because I'm a professional broadcaster.
You just clicked on the screen.
You have boner. No. Shut up. I know what I'm doing.
Boner.
You see that moveable arrow?
Why do I work with you idiots?
Get off the stage, you fucking faggot! Jesus fucking Christ!
It is Tuesday, July 1st, 2014, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. That means it's Dutch and Royce time here on More Like Radio. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with my very grumpy co-host, Royce Lopez.
Don't poke that bear, Dutch. Do not poke that bear.
The bear's wife, Marie Sarkeesian, /Lopez/bear.
I'm not a bear.
Johnny Cakes Sanzari.
Grr, I'm a little bear.
Big Booby Bear D.
Hi.
And Beard of a Bear, Mitch.
I'm a sheep.
Is Sean around today? I didn't see him in the eye.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Sean's there as well. Yes, our number is 954-573-2780, or you can hit us up on Twitter. Just hashtag More Like Radio, or actually hashtag Dutch and Royce. You guys have been doing that. I keep forgetting to do any kind of hashtag stuff on this show, but Royce is always the professional who remembers how to do it on Hippo Juice, which is her tomorrow night. Anyways, how was you guys' week? What have you guys been doing?
Do you want to go into it, Royce?
Why are you looking at me? It was your week, too. You don't have to ask my permission. Go for it.
Oh, no. Is this show going to be like this the whole night?
No, I'll get over it.
We had all kinds of technical problems, or at least Royce's computer did, and that put him in a sour, dour mood. So,
yeah, we'll go with that. That's fine.
Is that what it was? Or is there more?
Well, we're going to have to memento my weekend, and actually I think we're going to have a caller in the next 5 minutes help call in to help with it.
Not a fun thing?
No, it should be a really fun thing. I'm going to need Royce's help with it, though, because I blacked out.
Oh, no.
Marie was a wee bit drunk, Olf.
Oh, yay.
She was a wee bit.
What were you guys drinking?
Just a bit.
I don't know. Whatever that hot bartender was serving.
Oh, he was so hot. God damn.
And so straight, I'm assuming, too, right?
No, he was.
He actually was straight.
Oh, well, most people were gay because we were at a gay bar.
We were at a gay bar. The gay bar.
The bartender and the dancers and the champagne room guy were straight.
Love me gay bars. Those are fun.
So much fun.
Well, I don't really know much of what happened.
Okay, well, how did it start? Like, whose idea was it for you guys to go out? Like, what was the situation?
Well, we planned out...
we were all supposed to go with my friend Josh and... who I call Poodle, and then my friend Kayla was going to join us, but then Josh ended up getting like a hair gig for a bridal party. I don't remember. Anyway.
Ooh,
so,
Josh.
So the only gay person that we actually wanted to take to the gay bar bailed out on us.
Oh, so you're just a bunch of straight people going to a gay bar for no reason?
Yeah. Yeah. But it was fine. So there was a drag show, and that was fun. We got to see the drag show. We got front row seats. They put us in the front.
They did put us right up front.
We walked in late, and they just like, come sit up front.
Yeah, it was really great.
There was a whole row of seats up front in the very front, and they just put us there.
What is that like to have gay people that actually like you?
Oh, you don't know what it's like?
No, they hate me. This has been well documented over the years. They just don't like me.
Well, they love me.
They do?
You have no idea.
What are you called in their culture?
I don't know. A grabbing
Gumby.
Object?
He's the king of the twinks.
Rapeable, Gumby. I guess.
They did. A lot of the guys at the bar kept asking me who the tall drink of water I was with.
Ew.
Who's that tall drink of water?
Who's the Slender Man behind you? Oh, no, don't look. He's Slender Man.
It's actually Slender Man.
I'm not Slender Man. But apparently, there was one dude, Dutch, that just could not take his eyes or hands off of me.
They got grabby with you?
I thought it was a joke. I thought Royce was like...
Paid him just, $20 and said, hey, go.
No. I thought Royce just kept like reaching over and slapping me on the ass to throw me off, like to just throw me off.
Oh, he was doing it like inconspicuously. He wasn't like walking up to you and like patting you down.
He walked up initially to him, this black gentleman, bald guy, looked like a skinny, tall Al Roker, walked up to Sean and he goes, hey, what's your name? And he goes, Sean, he goes, can I buy you a drink? And Sean's like, no, I don't drink. I just smoke weed. And the guy's like, oh, okay, haha. He walks away. Then he comes back like he completely just forgot.
Like I had said nothing to him.
Hey, can I buy you a drink?
Hey, what's up? What's your name, bro?
He had just told him 2 seconds ago.
Was he hammered?
He looked like he was a little
shaved head, black guy, glasses, kind of a gut.
Young Al Roker. Yeah. Younger Al Roker. He's probably he's older than me. He was definitely older than me.
Kept walking up to him asking him.
Every 5 minutes, hey bro, what's your name? Like you want me? To, what are you drinking?
Something else you realize is that gay guys are allergic to shirts.
Oh yeah, they had a lot of shirts.
They come off immediately.
Yeah, next time we go, I'm not.
Except for that one big fat guy who was twirling in the Choose Life shirt for some reason. Which I don't know if he was wearing pants.
I don't get it. But anyway, it was an '80s theme, by the way, that night. So all the music was '80s. And
it was
awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah, it was very. And then
the drag show at the end. They did a Dirty Dancing finale. It was amazing.
Who put Baby in the corner?
No one did.
D got motorboated in the front. Said,
oh, did you really?
By one of the
drag. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That D was a little drunk as well.
I was. Marie, but I held my shit together.
I did not Marie, hold my Marie, shit
Marie was.
No, she did not.
I could not.
Okay,
hold
can we find out? Okay, I want to get into that. What were you drinking?
I'll explain. We started drinking first at the house.
I pre-gamed, which was bad mistake number one.
No, that was the best thing in the world.
So we started.
She was doing shots of like mudslide vodka or something, right?
Yeah, so we started drinking before we went to the club. At the house, and we met one of our friends, or Kayla. She's going to call in a little bit, like Marie said. Anyway, we take doing shots here and drinking. Marie did a few shots, and actually, D was drinking here too. So then we head out to the gay club, and they, you know, we do the drag show first. And by then, I think everyone was still cognizant. It was, you know, it's just still the beginning. Mm-hmm. Then they go out to the dance floor and they start training. What did you order, Marie?
I only ordered two drinks, but they were double drinks. The first one I ordered was the vodka Red Bull. The second one I ordered was the Sex on the Beach.
Mm-hmm. You had a whiskey shot and a rum shot.
I recall at some point in the evening, the bartender just said, you guys are all having shots and I'm having one too. So we got a round of shots. I don't know if I paid for it or not. I don't recall. But that was the one shot I remember. I know, Dee, you said that you and Kayla and I, we might have had more shots than that.
Yeah, we had
any of them.
I know Kayla and I had two more, and I think you were in for one of them.
Yeah, Marie was definitely in for one of them. I remember that going down.
So,
do you want me to piece together what I remember first?
I would rather hear what you remember and then we fill
in. Yeah, we'll fill in what actually. Yeah, this is great.
Okay. I think that works better.
Okay, so obviously I remember pre-gaming before we left the house. I remember getting to the bar. I remember going into the drag show, sitting in the front row, watching the drag queens do their thing. And then leaving and going into the dance floor. I remember my first drink. I remember that our friend Kayla, I started this dare thing with her where we just kept daring each other to do stuff. So I do recall I dared her to take off her clothes.
They had these guys dancing.
Like go-go dancers.
Go-go dancing on these.
They're just dudes boxes. In their underwear.
But they're wearing like those underwear that are designed to make cock. Junk stick out and your balls.
Well,
like,
Dutch, wrong music, by the way. It was this music, if you want to know.
Oh, okay.
It was an 80s themed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was more.
Yeah, it was 80s themed.
Oh, okay. Now I'm feeling it. Okay.
Okay, so I want you to get in the mood.
So I do recall she took off her top and her skirt.
So
and
I ended up with, I ended up with, is she going to call in? Now she's like calling out. I ended up with this girl Kayla's clothes in my pocket.
So was she at least in her underwear?
Small
she was in her underwear.
Yeah, she was in her underwear.
So yeah, she was in
neon yellow.
Oh, she was wearing, no, because John, she was only wearing like a neon like top and a skirty bottom. Like it was very easy to take off and she had no problem.
Only in a gay bar, by the way, can you get away with doing
jumping
this.
Jumping on the box.
She is in Moxie though, so she's used to dancing around her underwear a little bit. So
yeah.
So they start. They do that.
She gets up on the stage and is like in between two dudes and Tidy Whitey's dancing, and I do remember getting one of their phone numbers to take a picture of it to text to them, and I don't remember how I got it into my phone, but I somehow got it. And then we go back on the dance floor.
Because you punched it into your phone.
I remember dancing a little bit. I remember ordering the second drink. I remember him saying that we needed to have shots with it. After I had that shot with that drink, the only fuzzy things that came in and out were me sitting on the go-go
balls.
Me sitting on the go-go dancer stand at that point about to pass out. Yeah. I vaguely recall walking my drunk ass to the car where I puked all over my backseat.
That she did.
Oh, yeah, there it is. There's a picture of me.
Look at that dude.
So what you're saying is this was a dead man's party. Who can ask for more? Quoting yes. Boingo Boingo.
Yes. I remember.
It was more like
somebody
a gay
started
man's
playing
party.
Boingo Boingo.
I remember getting home. I remember I walked myself up the stairs. I was very impressed. And I proceeded to walk straight into the shower, and I sat down at the bottom of the shower. and Dee was helping me through the rest of the
All right, let me fill in the blanks.
Okay, all right.
Work backwards?
Let's start back. Go to the beginning.
See, okay, she said she remembered walking up the stairs. You remember throwing
no,
up?
No, let's start from the beginning. This could be easier. So, yes, you got there, the drag show. You started drinking. You guys started dancing. The three of you started dancing. As me and Sean were standing there, and a gentleman who worked there walked up. He goes, "You guys are straight, aren't you?" I'm like, "Yup."
What, really? How did you know? What gave us away, bro?
Because you're wearing clothes still.
Right.
Yeah, I was.
You mean Sterling?
Sterling. His name was Sterling.
He's fantastic. The champagne room guy.
Like Archer. I was like, yeah, like Archer.
So they start dancing, and then the three fucking crazy people, the three of them start making out with each other.
I don't remember any of that.
There was a lot of that. There was a lot of high five.
I know. Kayla always makes out with me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you two were making out a lot, too.
Is that like, Kayla?
Yeah, I just...
She's cute.
Yeah,
she's very cute.
So, anyway...
Dutch, she has a fantastic ass.
She does have a nice butt. So, where was I? Oh, so
Kayla's fantastic ass.
No, but before that, story-wise.
Oh, Dee and Kayla and Marie were all making out on the dance floor.
Right. So then Marie is wearing this dress that's akin to like a tube top. And she pulled the tube top down and invited with her fingers Kayla and Dee to nipple. Doing the
I don't remember that.
Sean?
It happened.
Sean, back me up.
It happened.
Thank I you. Saw Marie's no tits. It happened.
Boobs.
Shut
really?
Up. Back me up.
I saw Marie's
Sean
tits.
Was
I remember.
Stone sober, and I'm glad
I
he was
did
there.
Not have one. Whoa. I had smoked a lot of weed before.
No, but
we
you
left.
Mean sober and drink.
I didn't drink nothing.
Yeah.
I drank nothing.
So, Marie
nope.
does the.
Nope.
Marie, I fucking. Why would I make this up?
I saw your tits. Royce and I.
High five.
We high fived.
So I'm assuming you weren't wearing a bra. I'm assuming. So you just had your boobies hanging out.
So anyway, they're hanging out, and then second, and then she does. She has a hand on each side of her boobs, doing the come hither to each boob. Bum would basically snipple, and they did, of course.
Of course, they just dove right into it.
Then Marie pulled them back, kept dancing. A lot of that, just a lot of that, for the most part.
This is how I knew Marie was wasted. At one point, when we're on the dance floor, you know, I'm standing there doing my tall guy thing where I'm just kind of moving with the
shifting
beat.
Shifting from left to right kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dee's like, you know, dancing and doing her thing. And then all of a sudden, Marie just comes walking up to me and like starts running her hand down my chest. She gets to my belly button.
She
gets to my belly button and she like realized that was me and stopped for a second.
Oh my God.
And then kind of just like put her finger in my belly button and looked at me and pointed at me and was like, it's gone. And I was like, that's me. How you doing there, buddy?
Did she say ding when she pointed your belly button?
She was just like pointing at me, like, all right.
She just, so
this guy.
That they're dancing. They go and they have another shot. By then, Marie comes to me and she is out of it. I mean,
she is pale.
She's sweating like a 500-pound man.
She was sweating like the orange church. She was dripping sweat, Dutch. Like,
and then
profusely.
That same dance box that they were dancing on before, she was sitting on it and she was doing the whole head going down like passing out thing.
Oh no!
And like
just the nodding.
You hit that wall. Uh-oh. What happened? Oh, we're on hold because Kayla called in and they don't know how to do this properly. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm just going to end the call and I'm just going to join it. Here we go.
Kayla just called in. But
yeah, sorry. Not sorry to me, but.
Yeah.
Okay. No, she's on.
Hey, Kayla. Okay. Just making sure everyone else could still hear us.
We're good.
It's the stupid on hold thing that happened.
Yeah, I know. They need to fix that. Anyway, sorry. Hey, Kayla. How are you? They're just telling us a story about what happened.
Oh, yeah. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. So, apparently, Marie is trying to deny that apparently she took her boobs out at one point this last weekend. Is that true?
Let's back up.
I'm going to go and say that she's wrong. She did.
Marie is a big slutty horse slut.
And I said, I know it's true because me and Sean high fived.
We did. We just looked at each other. We were like, oh, look, that's Marie's boobs.
I'm not lying about it.
High five.
So, anyway, we're at the part of the story where Marie was passed out on the dancer's box. What do you remember, Kayla? I actually want to hear your events.
Yeah, because
see
how
this coordinates to Marie's, because you guys have a lot of holes right
there. Kayla was really hammered, too.
Okay, I think I'm bad.
No, I was perfectly normal. Yeah, it was fine. It was a normal day.
That was normal for you?
Jesus.
I like her normal. Her normal is fantastic.
I don't want to see an exciting day.
I don't want to know what an exciting night is.
What do you do? Make snuff films?
I was
God willing.
I was going to say, do you
telling them, Kayla, that after the first shot is pretty much where I started blacking out the rest of the evening, so.
Wow. Yeah, we had a fun little, like, dare contest going.
Mm-hmm.
And it started with you, me daring you to high-five the the fat, gross, sweaty gay guy.
Yes, I remember that, and I remember regretting it the moment I did one more dance.
He had hair like a shag carpet on him.
Yeah, it was.
God, he had that huge
the most
hot
hair I've ever
too.
Seen on anybody.
Yeah, he was on more than one kind of drug.
I hope so.
And didn't have all his teeth and was old. And the moment I said hello, he proceeded to follow me around the room.
Because these two idiots kept daring each other to do stupid things the whole night. Like, it was just the dumbest things. And of course they did it because they're crazy people. And what about that? What about the buff 50-year-old guy with his shirt off? You remember him?
I don't remember 50-year-old.
There was a really.
I don't remember talking to him. Guy. That I remember you and Dee being like, oh my God, look at him. But I don't remember talking to him.
No.
I don't think you guys did talk to him. I think you were just dancing.
My buff baby. All right.
I did.
Oh my God, was he there?
No, but could have been.
Kayla, do you know that I have a text message back from Brian P. House this morning or the next morning because of this guy that wanted a picture of you dancing with him? And I somehow managed to get it in
that guy was
phone.
Buff.
He was so happy.
Yeah, he was texting me the next day too. He's trying to hang out with me. I don't know if I'm.
Well, generally, when you see a girl stripped down to her underwear in the middle of a club, that's the kind of people you normally want to hang out with.
You want to hang out with.
Well, I mean, it was a dare, you know.
Is that what it was? I was about to ask you what prompted you to do that, but I guess it was Marie.
Yeah.
Well, no. I guess it started as like, I should dance with him, and then she was like, yeah, you should, and it all escalated.
You know what would make it better? Not wearing clothes.
Yeah, well, I knew my clothes was glow, and my underwear was glow in the black light.
And they did.
It did.
She was wearing neon green everything. It was awesome. Yeah.
So
I had a theme going. It was 80s.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was a good theme. Yeah, but like there were certain points where I was like, how did Kayla make it back to the house?
She was so drunk.
She was pretty drunk by the time we got out of there. I think that last.
Right. So let me pick up where I left off. Marie was hammered on the dancer's box. She's swinging her head down. I believe Kayla and Dee were at the bar talking to the hot bartender.
And that was the hottest guy I've ever seen.
Yeah, I could not stop talking to that part.
Right. So
neither one of you could.
Yeah, he doesn't like box, though. So, yeah.
He was straight.
Yeah,
he was straight?
A lot of bartenders.
He was just saying that to get more drinks out of you.
Well, yep, it worked.
Probably. I do, yeah.
Oh my god, I fucking love pussy.
I was gonna say you guys got taken. It's just like guys get like taken by strippers. You guys got taken by the.
Oh my god, you're right.
That is the male version of a stripper making believe that because guys will get taken for everything they're worth at a strip club from a stripper.
So I would have. He could have been the gayest Nancy in that building, and I would have bought just as many drinks.
Now you wouldn't have.
Yeah, I would have. Are you kidding? Really? Do you know what's better than a really hot straight man? A really hot gay man.
Yeah, dicks are gross. I'm a big fan of pussy.
My favorite thing to do is sex with girls.
I don't believe either one either.
It's like my fave.
I don't believe that.
Is that the guy that Mitch...
The best part of that whole night was the fact that he was good looking and he was giving us drinks. Like, I'm happy with a good looking guy and alcohol at the same time.
Yeah, but it was the illusion that he was straight and he might bang either one of you two.
Speaking of giving us drinks, Kayla, maybe you can fill this part in.
I was hoping both of us.
Do you remember paying for the shots that the bartenders were telling us to drink? Because I don't.
I paid for like one or two of them, and I know that the guy that I danced with on the box, he paid for one or two of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Marie's passing out there, and then she finally gets up the curve after I'm pumping water down her throat. She finally gets the courage to get up and go to the car. I start walking her to the car. She had to take D.
Yeah.
Right. I couldn't walk. I have to say though,
Kayla and I made a pact that night that if either of us got to sleep with the bartender or a guy as hot as the bartender, we'd call the other one and it would be a threesome. Like we made a pact for life. So
yeah.
I feel like it's gonna pay off better for me because Kayla's super hot. So it's up to my game. but anyway, continue, Rice.
So, no, I will agree. Kayla has a fantastic butt. So,
I must agree. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I like your butt, Kayla.
Yeah. I think that's clear.
We
Dutch.
Get it. Dutch.
Now it's too thick.
At that ass.
It's too much, Dutch.
All right.
Look at it. Dutch, stop.
What are you, a
bartender? She's not going to buy drinks from you.
I know, but I'm never going to see her, so I'm allowed to do this. Shut up.
Okay. So,
unless you're coming to the event in August.
She should.
In which case, I am very beautiful, so you both could have your wish if you want.
Oh, Dutch.
Here he goes.
Really awkward, Dutch.
That's really awkward. Hey, you guys are the ones who decided to have her call in.
I have to see her again in person, right?
Yeah, it's going to be. Kayla, are you going to the 4th of July thing on Friday?
What day is that?
Friday.
The
4th of July thing on Friday. What day is that? Friday.
I'm sorry. Maybe 75.
Cool. All right. Anyway. Continue, Royce.
Yeah. Sorry about
the car.
That.
What else?
I get
you
to the car. She gets to the car, and then I go, "Do you need to throw up?" She goes, "I don't know." So we're waiting. Dee went back to go get Kayla and bring her back with Sean. So I'm in Marie's car driving. She's in the back seat. I open the door and I go, she goes, "I don't feel good, nauseous." So she goes, "I have to throw up," but she wouldn't throw up. So I had to put my finger down her throat.
Oh, yeah. You had to do it?
Yeah, I had to.
Oh, man.
So she threw up. all over the Marie threw up all over the out on the parking lot floor. She gets back in the car. I also remember when we're walking back, I walk back a little bit to go catch up with D, Kayla, and Sean. And I remember a drunk Kayla telling me, and I remember it was, your wife is such a good kisser. Oh, thank you.
Do you remember that, Kayla?
I'm glad we could share.
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
That was on the way out.
Sean, she was next to me. I'm so glad we had Sean was
here. Yeah, I was going to say, you can actually confirm all this.
It's so great that he was here sober. So I was like, thank you. Like, I don't, thank you. So
Kayla was definitely a little bit tipsy when we were leaving.
And then I go, yeah, Marie just threw up. And then Sean also, you remember this too. She goes, that's okay, as long as she brushes her teeth before I make out again, is what Kayla said to me.
Yeah.
And I started dying laughing, like, dying laughing.
It was pretty. She was intent on making sure that she brushed her teeth so that they could make out again.
I don't even know if that happened. Can anyone confirm that?
You did brush your teeth.
I don't know.
Yeah, you brushed your teeth.
Oh,
you
sweet.
Did. I brushed my teeth.
Yes, you did. Cause,
yeah, I remember.
Now, more story coming. So we get in the car. We're driving. We're almost home. We're on the highway. At this point, Dee's in the back seat with Marie because I'm freaking out because I pray Marie's going to. Marie did need to puke again. That happens later. So Dee is basically like nurturing her like a mother. But the problem is Dee's also hammered.
When you guys pull over.
It's okay. Puke.
Hold on. You're going to be fine. You're going to get through this. Just breathe. Breathe through it.
Dee became what she loves, lovingly calls herself as bar mom.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
I can't believe that Dee was able to compose herself so well because everybody else was fucking wasted. And Dee was just as equally wasted.
Yeah,
but
we all drank the same amount. And Dee's the shortest of all of us.
There's always one person in that. My sister Rachel's that in every one of our groups.
She was a hero.
Exact same person.
So,
yeah.
Well, in all fairness, Dee's, like, whenever Dee consumes alcohol, it goes into her boobs.
It's true.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
John's a scientist.
Her butt's pretty big, too. That's
yeah, also.
Good so, point, Kayla. But yeah, I do recall being in and out and remembering that Dee was the most nurturing yet patronizing bar mom ever. All she was doing was repeating the things I was saying, but in a loving tone. So,
like what?
So I remembered saying, like, Dee, I'm so sorry. I'm so drunk. And, like, really just, like, apologize. I'm like, I feel bad that you're having to do this.
And she was repeating back to you, I feel bad that we're having to do this.
No, she goes, I know, you're so drunk.
So
I can so picture you doing that.
Me too.
You're so drunk, Marie. It's okay. But she said it so positively. It was like, it was kind of painful.
You're like the Mary Poppins of drunk people.
So yeah, in the back of the car on the highway.
Perfect in every drunk way.
In the back of the car on the highway, because you could tell Dee was also drunk. So she went from nurturing to kind of molesting to back to nurturing.
I believe that. Oh, you were creepy bar mom.
Dude, yeah.
I'm a little creepy.
A little. So
I'm pretty creepy.
She's pretty creepy.
Yeah,
he's a creep.
It was funny. She kept going.
Girls like it. They like me to be creepy on him.
Yeah, I'm not angry with the creepiness.
See?
Creep is going creep.
I know it makes me sound extra rapey when I say that, but it's just true.
Me and Sean realized that when Marie drinks, she's a fucking adult predator.
She's a predator.
She became so aggressive. All she wanted to do was make out and boob.
Grab tits.
Grabby. And
oh, no.
It's hilarious. She's just become a crazy.
Could you imagine if Marie or Dee were men? They'd be locked up so quickly.
I know. It would be bad.
It would be locked up immediately.
Yeah, I hope I was a super hot one. Otherwise, I'd be in trouble.
What was that, Kayla?
She'd probably be super. You'd have to be like, you'd already be in jail, and you better be good looking, but you probably have a mustache.
Yeah.
Like oranges.
You would have
black.
A mustache.
Yeah, like porn stash.
I'd have a horrible one, wouldn't I? Oh, it'd be bad. God, I'd be such a cheesy dude.
Yeah, you really
like, hey, baby.
Ugh.
It only works.
Not for bangs,
it's only cute
it's for fucking
on
men.
So
it's only cute on a tiny female. It's obnoxious on an actual
right.
male.
So anyway, in the car, we're driving back. Dee was being very nurturing and very molesty, and then we were almost at the house. Marie's like, I have to puke, so I pulled over. But before I could find a place to pull over, she threw up all over herself in the car.
Whoops.
Oh God!
And all over Dee.
Oh no!
And Dee is.
Don't worry, I washed out of the dress.
Yeah. So Dee, of course, just brushes.
I was actually worried.
Nothing,
you told me that.
And she keeps nurturing her. We get home, Now, meanwhile, in the other car,
meanwhile,
doing fine, hasn't thrown up yet.
Until I
back at the barf of justice.
Then I okay, so you know all that's going on in the car that Royce is driving. Meanwhile, I'm behind them. Please, not again.
No, I'm good.
Meanwhile,
Sean Mobile.
Kayla is passed out in the backseat of her car, which I am driving.
Oh, did D molest her too?
But no.
Oh, okay, good.
D can't get car.
Give me two cars.
Well, I don't know. She's got superpowers, remember?
I molested her when we got home.
Yeah. I didn't get there yet, Dutch.
Jeez. Sorry.
So.
Story's so hot and gross.
Right? It's Kayla, weird, right?
Right.
Sleeping.
I know. It's like I want to like join in on the fun.
Anyway, Kayla is asleep the whole time that I'm driving, so I'm just in the car driving by myself following Royce as he's moments away from a panic attack in the car in front of me.
Oh, my God. We pull into the driveway.
Pull right into the driveway, park the car. I get out. I open the door for Kayla. Kayla, can you get out of the car? She falls over to one side. And I'm like, hey, kid, you're going the wrong way. Like, you've got to go the other way to get out of here. She's like,
"What way? The way is out. What are you talking about?"
She just puts her finger up at me and is like, "One second."
Like, it's like as if she was reading a book and you were interrupting her.
Like you're finishing a phone call.
Just a minute.
So I'm like, "All right." So I go to like.
At this point, I was already behind him. Was watching.
So I go to like you know help her out of the car. And she just pushes me out of the way, stands up right on the side of the car, and just projectile vomits all over the fucking yard. All over the front of the grass.
That's how we get ants.
Just like that. As soon as she pulls out of the car, she
was in those drinks?
I have no idea, but that Roofies. Last shot she took must put her down because she.
So they finish puking. D takes Kayla upstairs.
Cleans her
Yeah, starts
brown chicken, brown cow.
Marie goes I go into the bathroom and we have a shower and then we have a separate tub. Marie's sitting down on the shower floor.
It's really nice.
With her legs straight out.
And you're standing up in the tub.
And I'm so I'm looking at her and I'm like, are you okay? Whatever. She's like, yeah, I just want to sit here. I feel so much better.
I had basically, I remember this part. I'm like, this is my new home. I'm not leaving this shower. This shower feels amazing.
So while she's doing that, he is in the other bathroom cleaning up Kayla.
You might as well just forward my address to the shower.
Right. Yeah, she was brushing her teeth. I got her in a shirt. Mm-hmm.
And then.
Oh, that's right. You did say that.
Right.
And then got her in bed.
Right.
Because Dee's in the back of her mind. She's like, this is not fucking around with my fuck time.
Needless to say.
I don't care how drunk or how passed out they are. They're going to smell good for me.
Waking up the next morning was the funniest thing. Waking up the next morning was the funniest thing to me of my entire life.
Before we get to the morning.
I was going
to
say, hold on, what happened the rest of the night?
So then Marie's sitting on the shower and I go, you want to brush your teeth? She goes, yeah, I give her a tooth. By the way, before this happens, we have a towel rack that I had just finished fixing.
Oh,
and
no.
Marie wanted a towel, so she fucking just yanks the towel and rips the towel rack off the wall. At the same time, telling me, why did she break it? I'm like, what are you talking about? You literally
just ripped it out of the wall, She-Hulk.
Exactly. So
I blamed him for breaking the thing I just broke.
Literally just broke it.
Such an asshole.
So then I transfer Marie to the tub. She's sitting in the tub. And I'm freaking out because I'm trying to make her feel better. Dee comes in. She goes, calm down. Step back. I got this. So Dee starts nurturing Marie, taking care of her. Dee gets in the tub with Marie like a baby.
Oh, my God. Balls. You're a creep.
Bathing. Yeah, exactly. So.
But she slid her underwear on. But she slid her underwear on. She just climbs in the tub.
Which I didn't understand that till the. I'm still thinking.
I was,
right now, like,
I was worried she might throw up more, and I didn't want her vomit to get near my vagina.
So you thought the best course of action was to do what now?
I keep my underwear on when I took a bath.
That makes perfect sense. I understand.
Yes, because when the vomit goes in the water, that nice mesh of cotton is going to keep it from going in your pussy.
In my head. And it was a thong, so it wasn't even that much material. But in my head, it made sense. Like, I don't want to sit. If she vomits, I don't want to sit in my
I got to keep my pussy pretty for Kayla. I got to molest her later.
Of course, at this point, she's helping her. She's helping her feel better. And, I mean.
By the way, Molly Shatter says, this is kind of hot.
Well, I'm standing over the tub like a creepy fucking uncle.
Don't worry, all the creep got sucked out of the room by D.
Shower, girls.
Royce does not know how to handle it when something is wrong with Marie. Like, he loses his shit. Oh, D, well,
to be fair, you don't handle it orthodoxly either, how you made it. Just, you know what? Don't start. So, anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, you're just like.
Orthodox. Yeah.
You're like, I don't know. I don't know what to do with her. I don't know what to do.
I was passed out on Dee's bosoms in the tub. She was sitting there with a bra and her underwear on in the water. I think I was buck naked.
No, you. Of course you were.
Oh, okay. So you actually drew a bath. Okay. Because at this point.
No, because she's sitting in the tub. I'm sorry.
No,
you're
because
right.
I got undressed to get in the shower, right?
Uh-huh, right. Then she moved because our shower and tub is separate.
Mm-hmm.
So she moved to the tub and then she's sitting in the tub. Then D turns the water on.
I was going to say, but to this point, I figured she was just sitting in an empty tub.
Yeah, because I was trying to wash her face.
Right. So once she had the water on her, she started feeling better. And I mean, yada, 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 next morning.
Right. So the next morning I wake up and it was like the Hangover movie for me because like it was an explosion of just everyone's clothes over the floor.
The room looked like it was an explosion.
Did you get your face tattooed?
No.
No.
The room was an explosion of toys and of sex toys and clothes. It really was.
There were clothes everywhere.
There was a stain on the bed.
When I got out of the bed, I realized two things because I didn't have a headache, but I realized two things. One, I had a big bump on the back of my head.
Because she banged her head in the tub. I won't explain how.
No, that was from the shower.
No, that was from the tub.
No, the head was the shower. I remember
Marie,
it.
I promise
Marie,
you.
Marie, so far, I'm going to take anyone's word over yours as far as what happened the night before.
I agree.
Promise it.
Okay, fine. My lower back also hurt, I'm sure, because of the tub. And my knees inexplicably hurt.
No, there's
like
an
hell.
Explanation.
There's
no.
two. There's a, bunch
there's a
of
lot
explanations.
Of explanations.
Okay, can we hear that? You guys don't want
to
go into detail.
These explanations.
No, but there's explanations.
There's several.
The knee thing was because I kept getting low on the dance floor.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No, my legs were sore. It wasn't like, oh, I
have. She was getting low on the dance floor.
She did drop that ass.
Down. Shorty got low.
Multiple times.
Wait, Murray, did you fall down on the dance floor?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes, twice. I think that's...
Yeah.
I think
I'm the one that falls, so that's surprising.
And then caught herself at the end of it. And
I was in heels.
This.
What do you want
West Rango says this has late-night Showtime series written all over it.
Right?
Emmanuel. So
at one point in the evening, I thought, because, well, I didn't go to sleep.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
None of us went to sleep.
We stayed up.
I was really drunk.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of Red Bull involved in my drinking, so I wasn't tired.
Yeah.
So I was just drunk and wired, and we went downstairs.
At like 3 or 4 in the morning.
It was Sean was playing a video game. I was petting Sean. He was petting his legs like he was a cat.
You were such a creepy old man.
I know.
What's wrong with you, D?
Give me I got a
kid. We were having a couch cuddle.
Deanna, stop being creepy.
Like he was my cat.
Stop.
I'm sitting there and I'm trying to play the PS4 and D just grabs my legs and pulls them over into her lap and she's just like.
And I cuddled them.
Your legs.
All below the knee. I was appropriate, I think.
Yeah, you were appropriate. There was nothing.
Well, of course, because you're a dude. Who's 8 feet taller than her.
So, yeah.
I couldn't reach. Any higher than that.
Yeah.
It explains why I was the only one passed out because I was the only one who didn't drink Red Bull with my alcohol.
That's your problem right there.
That's what it was.
That's your problem. That was her savior.
You could have been throwing up with somebody else. See, that would have been more fun.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
Don't worry,
next
time we'll all get in the tub.
What was that, Kayla?
I said, I guess I don't have a party as hard as you guys.
No, it sounds like you guys. By the way, this whole story is something that people do when they're freshmen in college. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves. 30.
We're old.
Yeah, I know. You guys are. I'm kind of proud of you guys. That's actually kind of awesome, to be honest.
I never did any of this kind of stuff. I'm having my 20s and my 30s because I was like married and old in my 20s.
That's awesome.
The next 2 days, I felt like I was fucking beat with a bat. Like, it wasn't easy to do.
I felt so old.
Yeah, I felt old.
One day, I wanted to die. I wanted to die at work.
Terrible.
It was horrible.
Oh, wait, and you guys went out on Saturday night? Was that
Saturday?
It was Saturday night.
Okay.
We basically just lounged around the house all day Sunday. We couldn't do a thing. Couldn't do a thing.
Wow.
I kept getting up. I'm like, I'm so sore everywhere.
Yeah, I got up and went to Dave and Buster's.
I know. You're crazy. How did that go? Crazy.
Because she didn't have Red Bull.
I love Dave and Buster's.
I didn't have Red Bull.
I get up and I text her and she goes, oh yeah, I'm already gone. I'm like, you're gone. I'm like, I'm not even alive yet. How are you gone?
Yeah, she just left.
I know.
Where did she go?
I'm in the middle of playing mech machines, yo.
Got to win some tickets in Hot Shots basketball.
Should have hit her.
Have you seen their full size fruit ninja that they have? It's awesome.
Yeah, you didn't hide my keys at all. They were on the counter.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we're not good at hiding things.
I specifically put them somewhere where you were able to find them.
Nothing worse than a lazy safe person in a group of. You know what I mean? Like the guys are like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll make sure they don't get out. And then, you know, Thursday, where did Carrie go? Oh, I don't know how she got her keys. I thought I hit them. You put them on the counter, you asshole.
I put them in her other pocket.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
The thing that just blows my mind. I was like, I don't remember if I bought the shot, but I only bought two drinks. I bought two drinks that night.
Mm-hmm.
But I freaked out.
I only had like a $40 check or something like that. So.
Yep. It really wasn't that ridiculous. So I was like, did we get drugged?
Marie, when people start getting nude at a club, you generally start getting drinks bought for you.
That's true.
Don't act like people were just drugging you. You were taking your tits out. And guys, the gay dudes were like, oh, look at this girl taking her tits out.
Also, yeah, I got $10.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, she got tits, too.
You got tips, Kayla?
And by the way, fucking aggressive predator Marie was one of the people who put a dollar in Kayla's fucking underwear when she was dancing.
I did.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You were like one of the first people that did it.
That explains why
I opened the floodgate.
I had zero monies when I woke up this morning.
Phrasing.
You are a fucking, you're just like D, you're a creepy old guy just at a strip club.
No, Marie's aggressive old guy. D's definitely creepy old guy.
I'm creepy because I sweep my way in.
Yeah.
She just punches her way in. Yeah.
Oh, there were several times where
they call me
kind of just like pushed her way in and just started dancing with me. And I'm like, all right, there's Marie. And she's gone. All right.
Yeah, I just must be what predators look for then. Yeah.
You are. You are.
You are.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why I never let you go off alone. If anyone's going to be a predator around you, it's me.
I was going to say.
Next time we have a Kayla, Chris Hansen's going to be there waiting for us with the cops.
Excuse you, Chris Hansen. We're all in our 30s. We know what we're doing.
And it's wrong. What?
But I'm with D. I didn't do anything that ridiculous 10 years ago. That ridiculous.
You guys are making up for it now, huh?
No.
No, she didn't.
Well, I do not recall ever taking my tits out in public up until that night.
No, not in public.
I think a bit accidentally, maybe.
Well, South Beach, when we went to the beach once.
But that was on purpose.
But anyway, yeah.
That sounds like a pattern to me.
She popped those suckers out like it was for fucking birthday.
You would have thought it was
like it
birthday.
Was her fucking birthday. Like, here you go, guys. And the double finger come hither like, hey, come on. Boobs are out. Make it happen.
There's some nipples not getting licked over here.
Actually, the last time Kayla and I went dancing together, our boobs came out. We ripped each other's shirts off.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I was like, I remember the next day, I was like, I really liked that shirt. I was really bummed.
Why didn't they rip
I love Kayla's just nonchalant, oh, yeah, that's right, kind of.
We have the best friends.
I can't say I've ever said. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I don't know. Her boobs barely stay in a shirt as is. You might as well just let them go.
They are big.
Yeah, let them out.
Honestly, I think the safest place you could do it is at a gay bar.
Look, guys, don't worry. Next Friday, we're going to this 4th of July party. It's going to be calm.
At a gay bar?
No, it's at a house. They're going to paint their tits. That's fine. They have
extra
doing
latex
that.
Body paint left over from Bonner.
I have a question for you girls. Would you guys have gotten that crazy if it was a straight bar? Or do you guys feel like you were more safe because of the gay environment?
No, definitely no. More safe.
It's the it's the opposite there, because funny thing, this is the first time in my life I've ever done this. I said, Sean, I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Can I suck your penis, please?
No. Can
you, no, he said that.
Oh,
yeah, that was later. I said, can you please go to the bathroom with me?
Yeah, that's right, because you're a bear. I forgot about that.
No, I got a lot of butt grabs. From
meanwhile, you really? I was in the bedroom because the
Oh, and fucking Uncle D over here goes and fucking pee standing up.
Yeah,
pee standing up in the restroom.
So here's the deal.
Like an animal. Like a Uncle fucking animal.
On Daytime Divas.
What is this, prison rules?
Last week's Daytime Divas, Marianne and Kitty peed standing up because they read like a WikiHow for women to do it. And I guess my drunken brain was like, this is when I should try.
I'm gonna take advice from now fucking Marianne.
And I was like, okay, I'm just gonna totally do it. And I think I nailed it, but I was really drunk, so I have no idea.
You probably pissed all over your ankles. And
I didn't have pee on my shoes or my dress. So
this is the same person who didn't want to get vomit in her vagina, but she's peeing standing up.
Yeah.
That's also because I didn't want to get vomit on my vagina.
A weirdo.
It was a gay bar bathroom.
You're just a weirdo.
I am also a weirdo.
It was a really weird night.
Hysterical night is what it
Here's
was.
Here's the thing. I think that is like when you have like this like a protective bubble like that of a gay bar, knowing no creepy guys are going to come. That's when you Well, you know what I mean. Yeah, creepy dudes but who might rape you. And you know, you got Royce and Big Dumb Sean over there. You know what I mean? Like, it'll actually let you guys unleash your inner sluts, I guess.
Sluts.
My inner gay.
That's so awesome. I'm glad you guys had a fun time. That's great.
No, fun. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was a fun night. No
it was
doubt.
Totally fun.
I did have a good... After the whole freak...
Do you
freak
know
out,
how but, sad our gay friend was the next day that he
was
there?
Oh, he was
there?
So bummed that he missed it.
He's so
he was like, don't have fun without me. I'm like, sorry, poodle.
He was giving us so many sad faces via Facebook messaging.
He was
like, God, I wanted to see you bitches get crazy.
He wanted to hang out.
He wants Sean's dick so bad.
Does he really?
Fucking retarded.
I tell you, retarded. You and Ryan, right? You guys are pretty. I get that, but you're not.
No, gay guys hate us.
You're not gay pretty. Me and Sean are the gay.
You guys are so. You guys are so gay hot.
You got King of the Twinks and Bear Boy.
You guys are so gay fuckable. Yeah,
I am a gay king. I was Princess Twink.
Yeah, Princess Twink over here.
It was. Oh my God. You know, there's a pool out back.
Is it
weird?
Yeah,
I know there's a pool out back, and I'm not getting in it.
Is it weird that I'm like slightly jealous of you guys?
You should be.
You should. They were throwing salmon at me.
Because I'm like,
cool.
Because you're a bear.
See, you get it?
Royce, what were some of your pickup lines?
Salmon.
What did you get?
I got a lot of butt grabs. Only Sean got really one pickup line. Outside of that, it was a lot of grabbing.
Yeah,
no
I got
grabs.
I mean, Royce, you're a fucking Adonis. What do you expect?
There's no, it's gay club decorum is not like straight club decorum. It's more like, hey, I'm going to grab your ass now.
They kept assuming Sean was my boyfriend and asking me if it was okay.
That's because when we were dancing, your ass was pressed firmly against my cock for most of the night. That was
no, it's like your knee. You're too tall for that.
Well, okay, yeah, my was probably in the middle of D's back the entire time we were. I felt so bad.
You guys are so goofy next to each other.
Yeah,
or awesome.
Right. I love how Royce told me the next day, he's like, this is the first time in my life I ever felt that I needed to ask my male friend to come with me to go to the bathroom.
I literally just
that is really funny. Because the greatest part is that, like, these three horrors are having the time of their life, and you two are worried about getting molested in the bathroom. You're not even worried about their safety. You're not sitting there going, oh, my God, my girlfriend's drunk. She's going
to
get felt up. You're going,
I'm
going to get felt up. I don't want this right now.
They were fine. They were dancing.
That's the greatest part. That's why that's hilarious to me.
if anything, the problems. Yeah, we were. I felt violated. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm like, girls taking.
I was in my panty.
Yeah.
With getting money put in my panty. Come on now.
Yeah, you. That's
not violation.
That's awesome.
You do burlesque. Stop it.
But yeah, it's like it's reverse like punishment. Like after years of going to straight clubs and being worried and making sure that you're safe.
Bars.
Yeah. And it's like, finally I take my man to a gay club and now you know how it feels.
I was going to say, is that the equivalent? I would assume so.
All I know is that at one point I was sitting there holding two drinks a purse and had Kayla's clothes in my pocket. I know that that was one thing that I was like, I don't know what just happened or why this happened to me.
And that was the one moment when our buddy Sterling came over to decipher, you guys are straight,
right? Yeah, we are. How can you tell?
Because Royce is holding a purse and another girl's clothes.
Yeah.
And I'm just
surveying the whole situation. That is so fucking funny, man. I don't know why that's so funny.
I honestly can't wait to go back. It was so much fun.
Anytime I've gone to a gay bar, man, I got to tell you, people hate me, but I've always had a fun time because gay people know how to party, man. They're fun.
I'm going to go back and have two less drinks.
No, but you don't understand. It's not just a gay club. It's a gay resort.
Yeah.
Because there's also all these apartments where all the windows are open. Right. So you can catch fucking and stuff.
So you guys are like a mini, like, you know, a Bourbon Street.
Pool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It has a pool. Like, yes. It has a bear club in the back.
Yeah, it's like a motel, and then
a bear cave.
And the drag show was in like a real theater. Like, it wasn't just
a Pharrell theater.
Pharrell
happy.
Those
are the prettiest drag queens I've ever seen in my life.
They really were. That the Cuban one, I would have sex with that drag queen.
The one with the huge tits?
Big ass. Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
she gives a shit. The one that motorboated D?
Yeah, well, that one was all of them except
for that fat black guy.
I like how you guys refer to all the other ones as a she, but the one you think is ugly, it's a guy.
No, because he looked more like a dude, that one, than anything. But the other ones actually look really good. I mean, really, really good.
My favorite was the bigger guy or girl, whatever you call him, because he always starts out slow, but then he busts some crazy ass moves later
on.
It's
like a train. He's got to pick up momentum.
It was a good movie.
Dude, they all can dance.
Yeah.
And they did the whole Dirty Dancing thing. That made my whole night.
Right? Oh, I was so happy.
That gave me a boner.
I had the time of my life kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nice.
That was exactly the one.
Yeah. Like the whole routine that, like Swayze does.
Yeah, those guys dancing with the drag queens must get so much pussy. They're so hot.
They were pretty good looking guys. Except for that one guy with the cyst in the middle of his back.
That was so gross.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Ew.
It had a cyst like a size of a golf ball in his back.
Yes. It was like literally.
I'm so glad you noticed.
Right underneath his shoulder blade.
Ginger guy was hot for a ginger. And then the next guy that was, what's going on with his back? It's Quaid.
Well, why wouldn't you?
No one didn't stab it to get to the reactor.
I was about to say the same joke. Fuck.
I just called it the Quaid.
Thank you, John.
We're all on the same.
I like it.
So yeah, we had a fantastic time.
When do you guys think you'll party like college kids again? Anytime soon,
Friday,
or do you think it? Oh, okay, I was gonna say, hey, I mean, because sometimes you'll go on these party binges and you're like, oh my god, that's the reason why I haven't done that in so long because I'm fucking wrecked.
Yeah, but it's a long weekend, so probably Friday.
Dutch, you know what the best part of these things are now is that I am the sober one because it used to be in the opposite. Role where I was the one who had to be babysat, so now I'm getting to babysit these idiots.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, you're still less creepy than D.
Considering it's Sean.
Yeah, it's really weird that I am not the creepiest one in the group anymore.
In top four.
I know, and it's disturbing. I'm so angry because I want to get back in. I don't know. I got to bang like a 17-year-old or something to get back to the top. Like,
knock it off. That doesn't cut anymore, Sean. You got to up your game.
Oh, or lower your age.
But I have standards.
Yeah, well, I had standards too.
Yeah, I had.
You still do. You, what are you talking about? You're.
I think we did a good job. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
No, I'm
thank you.
No one here should be ashamed.
I'm just pointing out you guys.
I encourage that kind of behavior.
I'm ashamed because I'm not as creepy as I used to be.
See, you should be ashamed, Sean.
I'm ashamed for not partaking in your shenanigans.
John, you're a creep.
You should come up some weekend and go to the gay bar with us, John.
Yeah,
I feel like John would be a fun person to be at a gay bar with.
John's going to get molested just as much as me.
They will fuck his mouth.
You think so?
I hope so.
Do gay guys like you, Sean? Or John, I mean?
John, yeah, John's hairy. They love him.
Yeah, John's a little bit.
Oh, is that a thing?
He's an otter.
Yeah.
Is that what they call him, John?
I remember...
He might be a wolf, actually.
Ooh, he's a wolf?
Like, he's kind of buff.
Mitch is enough.
Like 5 months ago, I barbacked at barebacked at an ultra bar that did a drag show. And even though I was wearing like black black slacks and a black shirt. Apparently, all the gay guys and the drag queens, like, they flocked to me. I walked out of there with like
so many butts.
$100 bucks in tips, and then two.
But it was, to be fair, it was to the tip of their dicks.
And Facebook, and on Facebook,
so hot,
because
they circumcised themselves.
Yeah, and then you don't know about that in the gay community. They give you their foreskin if they like you.
Goodness. And then on Facebook, and then on Facebook, I tagged myself at the event, and I had like three people like direct message me that were like,
hey. Do you need a ride later?
I love their voices. I love their voices.
What did the other guys sound like?
No, they all sound like that. I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's John's gay voice.
If he keeps going, they're going to sound like probably John Travolta.
Like Pet talk.
Slow Loris.
Hey, you want me to take your dick for a ride?
Warner Radio, less like crap.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? Well, go to the second annual More Like Radio live event, a tribute to Otto Peterson. Saturday, August 9th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians, and possibly Mersh, if you get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds will go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.
Hey, you feel classy on Monday nights?
Welcome to the Slit Party.
Yes!
Well, okay, maybe not. Listen to Marianne.
Oh my god, I would take the shits over throwing up anytime.
And Kitty.
Yeah, and you know what I like doing is sucking the cream out.
Wait, what the hell is this show about?
That's a bad vagina.
And I'm supposed to listen to this train wreck. Why?
Their show is so funny. Oh my god.
Well, if you say so, Kitty. So, when am I supposed to tune in?
How about, like, a Monday night at 9?
Okay, sounds good. Anything else I should know?
Better out through the mouth than the butt, right? I think I'd rather have it out through the butt.
God, they don't pay me enough to do this goddamn shit.
Daytime Divas, Monday, 9 to 11 Eastern, only on More Like Radio.
Penis, 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 penis. Penis.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast. Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
That's it right there. It's done. Theme song.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a side project of Talk Radio Meltdown featuring me, Jack Gill, and Nicole Mossy.
Oh my God!
It's an hour of covering topics that we didn't get to during the most recent episode of Talk Radio Meltdown, but with a more focused approach. Or, at least, that's what we're trying to do. You can hear Chatty Wampus live on morelikeradio.com every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Podcasts of the show will be available at talkradiomeltdown.com. If you've already subscribed to Talk Radio Meltdown on iTunes, the new episodes of Chatty Wampus will be posted right there, so you won't need to subscribe to a new feed. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day, a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists, too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
The Sunny Show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rail.
Mark Out Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Fail FM. Only on Brainstew Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Well, Wizard Cartman, I started watching Game of Thrones.
Yes, Paladin Butters. Are you enjoying it?
Well, it's pretty good, I guess. But have you ever noticed that almost every time they show a guy's wiener, that guy's character is gay?
What do you mean?
Well, it's just that they have a lot of girls' boobs and vaginas and stuff, but most times they show a man's wiener, it's because that guy's in a love scene with another guy. You think it's because gay wieners are less threatening to women viewers?
I believe you might be missing the greater point of the show, Paladin Butters.
Yeah, I know. Winter is coming and there's dragons and zombies on the way. I'm pretty excited for that. Just could do with a little less gay wieners, all. I keep watching that show and I'm still waiting for the darn dragons to show up and kick everyone's butts. But all I get is wiener, wiener, wiener. It's not all gay wiener, but when they do show a straight guy's wiener, it's all soft and floppy. Even though he just got done humping a pretty girl. Why is that? Because a soft wiener isn't threatening. Just like a gay wiener.
Butters, you seem to be somewhat obsessed with wieners.
I'm obsessed with wieners? But what about HBO?
Welcome back to the second hour of Dutch and Royce here on MoreLikeRadio.com. Did you make that, Royce?
Yeah, I made it.
I like the music.
Thank you.
Our number is 954-573-2780.
This is Game of Thrones dubstep. It's actually pretty cool.
I like it. By the way, I just I wiped out the entire first season Friday night into Saturday morning because I had nothing going on.
Of Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
You like it?
Oh, finally.
It's great.
Told you, dude. It gets even better, be honest.
Well, I know. And everybody keeps telling me. So I actually, yeah. I don't know why I just said that because now the listeners are just going to, you know, tweet me. Oh, by the way, this guy. I know about the Red Wedding because everybody talked about that. So I'm prepared for that one. But now everybody's going to be telling me. Oh, how, by the way, this guy dies.
The purple wedding.
What?
Yeah. And then Billy Joel's, like, white wedding. No, what's his face? White wedding?
Good. Nice try.
You kind of fucked it up.
I'm so tired.
Billy Idol?
Shut up, D.
What is she?
Don't tell me what to do.
I did prefer Billy Joel's version.
I'm acting out.
Don't, but not against D. Act out against Dutch.
I'm not the creepy one who molests people.
Okay, yeah, well, then act out against Marie.
Hold on. Just because D does it doesn't mean you don't do it, Dutch.
No.
Yeah. In a stairwell.
Okay, that was a New Jersey girl, and she was asking for it.
Oh, so they're barely people.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm saying.
I feel like...
You were asking for it?
If we had a douche jar, Dutch would be filling it up right now.
Okay, why are we going back to New Girl references?
Why not? Very funny?
I'm not Schmidt. Anyways, our number is 9.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I don't have suits.
Other than that,
well, you should get yourself a suit.
I hate the way that's a good idea.
Chutney.
If you guys want to follow us on Twitter, it's Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Sean, John's Epitome, Chim Heil, and whatever D's is again.
More like D.
Oh.
Get it right once.
For once.
Sorry.
Far off Long Star Steakhouse.
There it is.
Shut up.
Mitch knows it.
Hashtag one long word.
Yeah, Mitch, is Sherry there tonight?
She is, but she's busy editing photos and stuff.
Okay. I was going to say, you didn't really say much the first hour. What was your take on all that?
It sounded like a fun time. It's I wasn't expecting it from a bunch of 30-year-olds, but...
fuck you!
Well, he's a homeowner now. He's allowed to say that.
Kayla's like 25, so that evens out.
Okay, well, she had an excuse.
Anybody criticizing that is fucking jelly for fucking Jelly City.
And I'm 29. I'm not 30 yet.
Yeah.
Actually, Mitch is probably just happy they don't live here, so Sherry wasn't there. And
Sherry would have been molested.
She would have been flopping those tits everywhere, too.
I know.
So.
I know.
Yeah, Sherry, definitely. Yeah.
I love all my friends. All my friends are amazing.
I was just going to say, like, if Sherry was in that situation, she totally would have taken it to, like, that. Because she seems like the one-upper type of chick. So, oh, like, once Marie took her boobs out, and fucking Sherry would have been naked, shoving, a bar stool up her side.
I would have been right there.
Yes, you would have.
I guarantee
you would have.
Fun fact, I used to have my nipples pierced, and I used to show them to the ladies all the time when I was drunk, but I never showed the guys.
I always see girls' boobs in the ladies' room because they always show me either they want me to touch their fake tits or they want to show me their nipple piercings. It's awesome being a woman.
Guys have hands, too.
To see anything else in those nipples.
God, Royce is an idiot.
I like how that's now the new... That's like a 5-year-old clip, and that's like my new button for nipples.
I love it.
I remember even when I said it, how embarrassed I was. So every time you play it, it's like reliving a nightmare. Thanks, Dutch.
No, dude, every time the word hands came up for about 2 years there, you and Ryan kept it. Hands, got the hands. You got any more hands?
Hands with hands is hands.
Well, you deserve that.
I did. So take your beating now. It's, 4 years after the fact, but whatever.
don't worry, so
the MLR
Sherry.
Live event's going to be
You know fun. What's funny, Dutch? Funny you say that because myself, Marie, D, Mitch, and Sherry are rooming together at the live event. So
ooh,
it may get weird. Mitch, just
Sorry,
prepared.
Mitch.
It's probably going to get weird.
It might get
Mitch
weird.
Mitch isn't weird. I'm used to the weirdness.
Whoa, rooming together as in like you guys are at the same hotel. You guys are all taking the same room.
The same room.
We got like the big old suite. There's a party suite where there's like two beds and a couch. Yep.
You guys are going to corrupt poor Mitch.
Corrupt me?
Yes.
Sorry, Mitch.
You. We're going to show you a good time, Mitch.
I mean, granted, you have killed human beings before, but these two are way worse.
Mitch, I promise you that me and you will not be able to make eye contact the next day. I will make that solemn vow to you.
That would be a dream come true.
Right now. In this house, the debauchery you do, we high five afterwards like it's party time. You're not used to
it. I mean, I said it was going to be a joke if she took Oathkeeper. I didn't think Marie and Cher was going to take it that far.
Well, you know.
Sherry might take the oath. I don't know.
Sherry might get the attachment to make it a 3-way Oath Keeper.
Is that a thing?
It is
There's
now.
An oath that has to be said.
Is it on Adam and Eve? Oh, look.
We'll look at Adam and Eve. You steal 48 and get like 700 free DVDs.
For the 6 DVD free DVDs. So, yeah. 3 free gifts.
Good. I'll throw that in my DVD player that I don't own.
Mitch actually made a good note in the chat that we need to put on the HIPAA board. Hashtag take the oath.
Oh, thank you. Sean, Mitch, what color do you want for the board?
Pink, obviously.
Do we have a pink
we
one?
We have red.
Red.
We
you could be red.
Close enough.
Red it is.
Take the oath.
Take the oath.
I'll go. You know what? I'll go do it.
Thank you. Someone go do it.
I will
right
add
now
this to the hippo board.
Well, you sit down. No,
no, he had writes like right
a,
now.
He writes like a 7-year-old.
Yeah, I have terrible handwriting, too.
Write nicely.
Not like
hashtag titty sprinkles.
John's hippo board would be hilarious.
John's hippo
John,
board
why don't you get
it would be nothing but tits, though. Just big, giant tits.
I want to know what John's board would look like.
A couple weeks ago while we had
I, there with I can Dick. Get a grease board.
Yeah, get a little kitchen whiteboard and just write notes to yourself about whatever hashtags come to your head.
And also post more nude pictures of yourself. That would be nice.
Yeah, I want deep of thoughts by John.
Of naked. Myself? Naked? What?
Yeah.
That...
Holy
shit.
If you need another reason after that. Out. Last,
right?
What?
That just turned... Okay, can we do this? All right, John. Can we do a segment, maybe either here on DNR or on Hippo Juice? We'll just have it be deep thoughts by John. So, John, you just... If you have a random thought that comes in your head...
Recording.
You write it... No, just write it down. And then you read it when you come to the show.
Oh, okay.
Any just random thought. Out of and then you don't explain the context. You don't explain anything. If you have a random thought.
I just
thought,
lost the game.
Dutch.
Oh, no.
Listen.
D lost the game,
we replace at the end of Hippo Juice neglected hippo text with John's deep thoughts.
No, it's hashtag John Talk.
John Talk. No explanations. He just reads them. What do you
John Talk.
I like it.
I think that would be a great way to exit the show.
There you go. Like wait, you guys had this discussion before? Or just,
no. But no. I like the idea, Dutch. I'm just saying we should that's use that instead idea of having to do the neglected hippo tech to switch it
right
up a bit.
Then. Right, because then there's no follow-up questions because we have to end the show.
reminder, once again, if the last hour wasn't reason enough to go to the More Like Radio live event, I don't know what is, August 9th.
Bar mom you.
Just Jake's.
Montclair, New Jersey.
Tiny
August 9th.
Yeah, tinyurl.com/MLR live and the number 2. Just go. That's the Facebook page. Just say if you're going. It's $10 to suggest a donation. The money's going to be going to Otto Peterson's family.
Yes.
So make sure you can give more if you want, but that's what we're doing.
We're going to have live stand-up, live events. Yep. We're going to have all kinds of fun stuff.
Music. It's going to be great.
What day?
August 9th. Montclair, New Jersey. Just Jake's.
And then tune in. If you can't make the event, definitely tune in because it's going to be broadcast live. And then the night before, we're going to be broadcasting the live MLR roast.
Yes, myself and Marie will be getting roasted.
Have any
I will
of you guys been working master on your roast?
I have, yes.
I've
done a lot of stuff already.
Here's the thing. I think of... Are you guys like this where you're in the shower and you think of creative things? I can only...
Or pooping.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Taking a shit.
Are you pooping in the shower? No.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm fucking green, bro.
If you had said,
I am green.
If you had said jacking off, I would have been right behind you.
I do that too.
Well, I'm usually right behind you when you're doing that.
That just
why are you pooping in the shower?
I don't.
That reminded me in conjunction with you guys' first story. Like we had a friend who got really drunk and got into a tub similar to what Marie did, and he shat and threw up in the tub, and it was just
that's not how their evening ended, but okay.
I'm sorry, it just made me think of it randomly because
hey Royce, remember that one Halloween when going down the parking garage, I threw up all the way down, and at the end of the parking garage I took a bounce at the
John
aristocrats.
Motherfucker Hansel and Gretel puke all the way down
John
the hard rock. he had a fucking trail going down so fucking birds could follow, so could find us way back home.
Hansel Gretel puke.
Don't step on my last.
Oh,
bro.
I am so stealing that right in front of you. That's awesome.
John, I swear to God, the entire time I was puking and on my way home, all I kept thinking about was you and shouting out somewhere down the line, the aristocrats.
Yeah. He got out of the car, then he just bowed and goes, the aristocrats.
Because all I heard was like people like hooting and hollering, like when I stopped, they're like, woo! And I get out, I'm dressed up like Wolverine. I go, the aristocrats.
That's actually brilliant timing if you think about it.
You were so drunk.
Very nice.
You guys want to play a game?
Yes.
I lost the game.
Well, you didn't lose the game because Dee said she lost the game.
Good.
And you have an hour
I just lost the game.
You have an hour reset to forget that we're playing the game.
Wait, what?
By the way, if you don't know, if you guys don't know what the game is,
yeah,
game
I didn't catch on what you guys were saying earlier.
You're always playing the game.
Jill, and you're
the time
the
you think you play, that you remember you're playing the game, you lose the game and you have to start playing the game again.
Jill, oh,
I don't like this game.
It's
I just
so
lost.
Annoying.
I don't like this.
You're going to lose because D just did it. Yep, she has an hour.
I was going to say, because D said earlier and I had no idea what
I have an hour reset.
It's really bad. And I lose it all the time.
By the way, speaking of...
And every time, no matter where you are or who you're around, when you lose it, you have to say out loud that you lost the game.
Speaking of losing it, we did not lose Community because did you see Yahoo picked it up? First show they've ever picked up.
That's good.
Community was going to be canceled by NBC. Yahoo, that's right. Yahoo.com, the old search engine, picked up season six of Community.
Wow, they're trying to be like the new Netflix?
Yup. They pumped money into it, so hopefully it's good.
Good for them.
So did Chevy Chase die in a fiery plane crash to come back in the season?
How did they kill him off, or how did they get rid of him?
He just had a heart attack or something, but then they replaced him with like Mike from Breaking Bad. I forget his name.
Yeah. Some, I don't know, he's Russian, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right. What does your first album say about you? Our fun friends at BuzzFeed Music.
I love BuzzFeed. It is like the 21st century prep burger. And that's a radio term. A couple Dutch got it, of course.
Of course.
But isn't it?
Like, yeah.
It's so great.
It used to be, but now it's all just like top 20 this, top 20 that. And every once in a while, they'll put out like a fun little quiz. And this one I saw today, and I actually kind of like it. And it basically, it's a little quiz. And we're all going to take it together on the air. So, John, I put it in the, or everybody actually. I put it in the chat room and I also put it in the Skype chat and everything. So everybody pull it up and I'll wait for you guys to do that. But basically, did you grow up with Blink-182 or Learn Not to Chase Waterfalls with TLC? So basically, they have a bunch of albums here selected and then we kind of go through. Now, it might not be that one, but pick the one that is the closest album to what they're talking about.
So, my first album?
Yes.
Like that I bought for myself?
Yeah.
The very first album you bought. So basically their selections are the first album by Britney Spears.
Wow, they have mine.
Sum 41, No Doubt, TLC, Mariah Carey, Spice Girls, etc. So what was your first one?
Spice Girls.
Mine was TLC's Crazy Sexy Cool. I swear to God.
I didn't buy my first CD, but I remember the first CDs I got as
CDs
a gift.
Nuts.
And Michael Jackson's Thriller was one of them. So that's
okay.
I don't see my first CD on here.
What would be closest though? Like maybe second or third?
Okay. I remember I had a cassette tape of Pebbles. And
oh man, my second album is here too. Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill. That was my second album.
Really?
And then my third album would be probably, man, Guns N' Roses. Wow, a lot of my albums are here.
My first three albums, my first one was Joshua Tree by U2 because my older brother was a U2 fan. So because I wanted to be cool to him, I had to be a U2 fan. But then my second album was Big Willie Style, which is not here. But then my third one was Blink-182's first album, but their second album's here. So I guess that would have to be closest, right?
I'm surprised you didn't pick Selena's.
No, I think out of these, the closest would be Mariah Carey.
Actually, I have to retract. It wasn't a CD. It was a vinyl record that I got from the swap shop, and it was the vinyl record of Michael Jackson's Thriller, which I still own, and I still play.
Because I remember my mom, I remember having that tape, so.
What? Okay, so this
is the first thing I bought for myself.
Hold on. John, why do you still play it? And what? You have a record player?
Yeah, man.
Oh no.
There's actually like a record player, a record store down the street, and I've picked up a couple of old ones. Yeah.
Does she crank it for it to play?
I swear to God, John, if you're about to go into vinyl sounds better than anything else argument, I'm
No.
It does, but go
no, but oh, like I picked up like albums from Fallout by the Inkblots did a couple of songs from Fallout. No, from Fallout the game, Fallout 3.
Oh,
so
Fallout Boy.
No, Fallout 3. Boy. Fallout New Vegas.
Fallout
like
Boy.
Oh, Fallout Boy.
No.
Oh.
Say Fallout one more time.
Fallout.
Fallout Boy.
No.
Anyways, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
No, like I picked up like a couple AC/DC albums and Led Zeppelin, and then I picked up the Inkblots.
Okay, so when you select it, it tells you what it says about you. So let's go around and read what this says about it and see how accurate it is. So, Marie, okay. Go ahead.
So I picked Thriller, Michael Jackson. And it says, you have a flair for the dramatic and seem to live your life by the motto, go big or go home. You value talent and confidence in people. You are a magnetic person, but sometimes you choose to keep to yourself.
You're so you are the opposite of magnet. You're the opposite. You know what I mean? You take two magnets and try to put them together. They're on the opposite poles of each other and they push away. That's Marie.
No, opposite poles attract, dumbass.
Okay, whatever. Well, then, you know what
Dutch,
I mean?
Well, then, Dutch, that being said, that's the one I picked.
Thriller?
Does it sound more like John?
No, John rejects people too, I feel.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
get
well,
around, buddy. Jesus.
Should I pick another CD?
CD's nuts.
No. Was that all that was there?
Yeah.
Where's the beef, bro?
Okay.
It's a really short quiz.
Well, mine was TLC's TLC Crazy Sexy Cool.
Royce was Chasing Waterfalls.
That's how you do it.
I read his mind. I had no idea.
You're a grounded and confident person. Sometimes you wonder why people just can't see the world like you see it. Yep. You're usually the one who's keeping it real with people when nobody else seems to be. That's me. This is totally me, bro. I'm always keeping it real.
All the time.
You're a sassy black woman.
They call me the realest N-bomb. W-A.
Well, I've never called you that.
Jesus out of the window, staring at the sun that she just can't.
They really didn't have good voices.
TLC, they were awesome. Yeah. Shut up.
No, their songs were catchy. I'm just saying their voices weren't great.
They're really good at like starting fires for campfires.
Hey, one of them was really good at having a sickle cell.
Yeah, that's true. T-Boz.
One of them was really good at crashing into a. Wait, what was the plane crash girl? Aaliyah.
That was Aaliyh.
God
damn it. No, Aaliyh.
Aaliyh was really good at not being black, but being like in the middle.
And
hot.
Dying in a fiery plane crash.
Creep.
Because she had too much luggage.
That's what it was, right? Like they loaded the plane lopsided.
It was too heavy.
Hey, Dutch.
Yes.
Dutch, I don't want no scrubs, bro. I'm just keep that in mind, okay?
I don't want no pigeons.
Because sometimes you're like, oh, fucking, I want a scrub. I'm like, I don't want no scrub, bro. I don't want no Zach Braff, dude.
But nurses wear scrubs. And
all right, well, mine.
They're hot.
Sorry.
Yes? Mine was Blink-182, Enema of the State.
Of course it was.
Well, that was the closest one.
Rockstar.
Hey, I'm with Dutch on that
one. Dude, that was the closest one I had whatever. So it says, you're a sensitive romantic at heart. But don't want anyone to know that.
Aww.
No.
At the end of the day, you really do care about what people think of you.
Okay, yes, you narcissist.
You often feel misunderstood and are looking for people to truly vibe with you.
And sometimes you spend half the day in jail.
It was 30 days. Half a day, 30 days. You're truly young at heart. And are probably exactly the same person you were in high school.
Okay.
No, dude, I didn't get laid nearly as much now as I did, in high school as I do now.
I know, right?
I'm such a whore.
Did you bang that neighbor of yours, bro?
Oh, dude, update on that. Okay, so I've seen her once since then, and she's just disappeared.
Oh, no, what happened?
She listened to the show, and she...
Well, I did my windows
found
open.
Found out you were a rapist.
That's right.
Oh no!
But yeah, I haven't seen her on the porch, which was
what
our meeting.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I think
he's been standing on his back patio naked.
I think her roommate might have kicked her out. I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking. I have been standing naked on my back patio.
Well, she does come from the outdoorsy place called Alaska, so maybe she's living in the wilderness.
I don't know. I honestly, the more I see this this group, I think they're in witness protection. I really think so.
Huh.
This would be a good spot to do it, I would assume.
You need to
next to you.
You need to start
in Colorado Springs.
Well, maybe we shouldn't talk about them on the air anymore and blow their spot up.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Oh, no, you're gonna get them killed, Dutch.
Dutch.
Oh no,
you're gonna have a murder on your hands.
The CIA is
just like John.
I don't know what.
What? No, John didn't kill anybody.
John killed that diver.
No, stop it.
John said he killed that diver.
No, don't.
John said he killed that diver.
He killed a diver.
It doesn't matter how many times.
Holy diver.
Holy diver.
All right, John. Did you kill somebody?
No.
See,
well, he sounds so like depressed about it. Like,
no, his response is like, "I've explained this 1,000 times before." No,
Did you do what I told you to do with the body? Not the sex stuff. The stuff after.
No. Yeah. No, I did
both of the things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
Then he's fine. He's fine. Don't worry about it, guys.
For now.
For now. Until he kills again.
He's sad on the inside.
A little bit.
Is this for real? Like, I don't know what's going on right now, to be honest.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, I won't worry about it. Yeah, Dee, what was your album?
My album, Vision of Love by Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Wait, what song is on that album?
I had a vision of love. And it was all I love that you given
to
me.
The album was Vision of Love. Dutch asked, what was some of the songs in that?
Well, there had been a few more than just that one.
Nope. Just that
one. I'm looking it up because that's the only one I remember. Carried me through desperation.
She used to be so hot.
I know. And then she got fat.
And then she got fat and married Nick Cannon and ruined everything.
Actually, Dutch, I'm back in if I can try again.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll do it after D.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a romantic and optimistic person. You put other people's needs before your own because you really care about helping people.
Or because you're super creepy and want to feel them up.
Yes.
Yeah.
As long as the jig doesn't get in my vagina, I'm going to use this cotton webbing to stop it.
When it comes to matters of love, you're not afraid of being upfront. At the end of the day, you just want to fuck everyone and find true love and happiness.
That doesn't say that.
Okay, it says at the end of the day, you just want everyone to find true love and happiness.
I wasn't reading along.
I don't want your inside brain to talk outside.
Editorialize it or not. Right.
John does a redo. I want to do a redo.
Okay.
Well, the only reason, because I didn't really understand, like, it said album, and I thought it meant, like, CD, but then I looked further into,
CD's
like,
nuts, right?
Kind of the same thing, I thought, right?
And, well, okay, my first album, which was a cassette, was Paula Abdul, Forever Your Girl.
Are you serious?
Forever Your Girl.
Straight up now telling you will be your ow, 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 ow. Are you when just having fun?
There you go.
And that song, I liked it because I liked the cat.
Hey guys, what was your second favorite MC Scat Cat song?
The remix to the
jump
song.
Whenever you do it.
Although, what was your second favorite? Whatever.
Favorite.
I do that. I do that.
Makes me laugh every time.
I think. Did we start doing that year or on Hippo Juice?
It was Dutch and Royce years ago.
Yeah, I have been doing it ever since. And
that's so great.
It always catches people off guard if they've never heard before. Because they hear it and they kind of give a look and then make like it, like the real. Oh, I get it. There wasn't a second one. That's funny, dude. You know, like that kind of thing.
That's funny. You're funny.
Like, what's your third favorite Led song?
John, read your thing.
I'm funny.
Yeah, so you're spunky, but are also a very serious person.
Ugh, you I hate that. Pause. The word spunky can suck a dick. Ugh. I mean,
you have high standards for how people treat you and who you hang out with. You can be a little unpredictable from time to time, but you're cool through and
through. Like punching your friend's face through a closet.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Matter of fact, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Continue, John.
No, that's you could be a little bit unpredictable from time to time, but you're cool through and through.
Hold on. It's the rap part.
Oh, here we go.
This is a cat, folks.
Plus, so one not going dated. Up and one going down.
Just on solid ground.
Don't do that. Why is he doing that?
I'm dancing, bro. It's awesome.
That's why nobody was looking at you in the gay club.
This is the equivalent of the black guy that jumps in on the Rebecca Black song.
Yeah,
I don't know who you're talking about.
MC Scat
Cat. You don't remember Rebecca Black?
I don't remember any of that.
I still have it as a button. All right.
Wait, it's Rebecca African American, guys.
Oh,
doesn't ring a bell.
Whoa,
it's very rude.
Never heard of it.
I'm gonna go by things that we personally bought ourselves, not
yes.
by because my first three CDs were like a Christmas gift.
By
so
the way, pause for people who are just tuning in. That we're taking this dumb little quiz that BuzzFeed put out about what your first album says about you. So go ahead, Marie.
Right.
So if I were going by the ones I chose, one of the earlier CDs I remember choosing that is on this list was Jagged Little Pill by Alanis Morissette.
Okay.
So let me read that one. See if it matches me any better than Michael Jackson's Thriller, which Joel said did not match up with me whatsoever.
No.
This one says, I'm a realist in life and a confident person. You have high expectations for the people in your life and your relationships, but they're absolutely warranted.
Hey, my boobs are out. I'm expecting you to pull your boobs out, too. This is a high expectation of mine.
It is.
There's a darkness to you that people often misunderstand.
Yes. You were very dark. It's like rain.
I'm not sure. No.
It's a free ride.
Well, you're already late.
You guys are doing it
wrong. With a sky tree.
No one's getting the worst right. Hey, wait.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa, what?
African Americans, bro.
Whoa, what'd I do?
I don't think you guys are getting any of these right.
No, you guys
sounded all right to me.
All damn life.
Language.
Take that flight.
Cut it out.
That's a plane crash down. He thought,
well, fuck this shit.
Isn't it ironic?
No, it's getting not off this plane.
Don't you think? There's snakes on my plane.
All right, enough of this song.
Yeah. What? More?
No.
Ready.
No more.
Day.
Sorry. No more.
I used to listen to that.
Free ride!
Oh, John.
Sit in the car and try to think of ways to make the situations in that song actually ironic. And that's
crazy
something person. Bored and nerdy I do. When I'm
no, what you actually did was try to get the lyrics to apply to you and your day because you're feeling sad.
No, I really didn't. I tried
Shut
to figure
up.
Out how
yes,
to
you
make
did.
Them. No, that's what I listened to Mariah Carey for.
Okay.
I don't want to cry.
I'd give my all. Oh, God.
All right,
okay. I don't like Dave Coulier in this song. Sorry.
Whoa.
How big was she when she first came? That she was fucking everywhere.
She was God in Dogma.
Oh, my God.
She was God in Dogma.
You can't do that on television, just getting slime all over her face.
It's too far back.
I think you're thinking about Nickelodeon.
More like Dickelodeon.
By the way, Mark Summers is God. Don't let anyone
I
say
love
that.
Mark Summers so much.
I would mouth kiss Mark Summers.
I once watched a beauty pageant just because he hosted it. Like when I was like,
shut the fuck up. Was it super sloppy?
That's Mark Summers, by the way. Have you heard that, D?
No, what happened?
Shut the fuck up.
He was doing this thing. He does this thing now every once in a while where he goes around and does drunkle dare instead of double dare. Where he goes to these like beer festivals and does basically the same games that you saw on Double Dare, but with these drunk people.
That's awesome.
So he's in the middle of like, you know, doing his Mark Summers thing and explaining the rules, like, you know, don't shut off the answers. And someone started shouting the answers and he said this. Oop.
Shut the fuck up.
I really hope you pushed the wrong button.
Okay. That went viral.
And then everyone like blew up because it's like, yeah, Mark Summers fucking cursed.
I might have to suggest drunk Double Dare for our. Barbecue on Friday.
Or the live
Ooh.
Event.
Yeah, let's do it. No,
can we get
up.
Mark Summers?
If we could get Mark Summers to do drunk
Dude,
double
I would lose my
live
goddamn
event.
Mind if we got Mark Summers.
Do you understand that Mark Summers has so much money he doesn't need to do anything?
But it's Mark Summers.
Maybe he would just because we're friends.
He almost died
we're
last year.
We're not friends with him.
We are friends.
We're super friends with Phil Mark Lord. Summers. We have connections.
We'll ask Phil Lord to call up Mark Summers.
Because everybody in Hollywood knows each other, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They probably hang out in, what's his name's margarita pool?
Hot tubs.
Will Forte.
Yeah, Will Forte's margarita
pool. Kia Forte?
Did we interview Will Forte?
No, but we did talk about his new show, which Phil Lord did executive produce and direct.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Because we like Will
I thought you were going to say Chris Parnell, but...
I always wanted to be on Guts.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
All right.
Yes.
Good Anyways. Work.
Global guts.
Global nuts.
Nailed it. Sorry, Dutch, you go on?
No, I have, unless you guys had any more albums that you guys thought you could go with.
Well, I got one.
Yeah.
Mine was Blink-182. It wasn't
Clockwork Orange. Oh.
So you already did it, but I'm just thinking of the first album I ever had, and it was actually the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles coming out of their shells.
Oh my God.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Oh my God. Hold on. I got the video.
Go Ninja.
Oh my God.
I always thought it was the audio.
There's a rap on it.
It was a Broadway tour thing. It was like sponsored by Pizza Hut.
Oh my God, they have the entire hour and a half on YouTube, Mitch.
Yeah, I know.
That's why we're here. Yeah.
Turn it up.
We're coming out of our shells.
I used to listen to this cassette all the time.
Oh my God, this is bringing me back, dude. This is weird. You know, like when you drive through a park and you smell a smell and it just brings you right back to the first time that like you kissed a girl? This is what this is reminding me of.
Oh, this is weird. Oh my God.
Mitch, high five, dude. That's awesome. Singing in the sewer is a wonderful sound.
How many people are there to watch these assholes?
I know.
How many fucking people paid money that they earned at their job?
All right, first of all,
to go see these fucking pricks dressed like turtles. And I'm an ass. I would have done it as you know the problem.
You're jealous.
I
would have paid it.
You're jealous. That's what this is.
I know.
You're jealous.
You're a little jelly, bro.
I'm jelly, bro.
You're jelly because you wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm. I did.
And you weren't.
I wanted to come out of my
show. It's the only reason why you're angry.
I wanted to come out of my show.
Yeah, you came out of your show.
What?
What?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Noise ordinances.
Go, Roth.
Roth is like so crude. That's why I like him. Like, he's like, I don't care about nobody.
He doesn't.
But Michael
was more of a Michelangelo.
Raphael was like the Wolverine of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
He really was.
Okay. No, Donatello was number one overall because he was really the guy running the show, not Leonardo.
That's right.
Leonardo was a fucking just a figurehead, while Donatello was the brains behind the whole thing. Come on, let's be serious here.
He's right. Donatello was the best.
That's great, but Donatello had a giant stick, and everybody else had knives.
It was a shell corporation for Splinter. Am I right?
I don't.
No, I'm not giving you that one.
Guys.
Do I have to look at
them? Those turtles.
I don't want to look at them.
Guys.
And good evening, friends.
You don't even get jokes.
I hear you.
Well, I got them.
Because what I meant by
I'll
the
I'll press more buttons.
Dutch, let me. Can I see my what I
Thanks.
Meant by
that? Goes out to my mom. She's proud of me because of the way I dress.
She thinks you dress like an idiot.
What I meant was,
cool story, Hazel.
I don't know if you know this, but sometimes turtles have shells.
That's funny. I'm funny. Joke about this. I do.
That was the one I wanted.
Which one?
The last one.
Sorry.
Oh, hand eye.
So I got distracted by another BuzzFeed article as I was looking at the bottom of the CD BuzzFeed article thing. And it was, of course, another thing, like things that people remember from the 90s.
Oh, no shit. BuzzFeed talking about the
90s. BuzzFeed is, that's all they cater to is people in our generation.
And it fucking sucks me in every time.
Me too.
So I posted a picture. I posted a picture of Mr. Sketch,
Phrasing.
The scented
Phrasing.
Markers that you used to have in elementary school. That like
I remember those. Yeah,
grape.
Oh, I used to get high on those all the time.
I love the grape ones. So guess what?
Of course you did.
Guess what?
Chicken butt.
Yes, I started. I started a new job recently. If people don't know,
Soft J.
What are you doing?
And I'm working for another company.
The streets.
Working for another company, an epic company, doing search engine optimization.
Are you working for the weekend?
No, I'm not. I'm working for the weekdays.
She's a lady of the night.
So we had like a 3-day immersion session into like this new digital platform that we're going to be working on and all that fun stuff. Real like technical stuff where it was like, get to know your neighbor and who you're going to be
it
working with.
It sounds like
with.
You're coming out of your shell.
I hate you.
I'm going to use that joke all the time.
But anyway, so it was 3 days. It was 3 days of this wonderful woman who had a bicycle horn that would honk at us to keep quiet every 15 minutes so she can move on to the next presentation. It was
why, a bicycle horn?
Yeah. Wah, 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 like just like the worst honk.
Was it that one?
I just reeled away from my screen.
Wait, wasn't that one? No.
He's so distracting.
For 3 days.
It's a very loud horn.
He's honking at full-grown adults.
Was it this one?
Horn, take one.
Was it this one?
Close.
Okay.
But anyhow. I
hate it.
How many horns do I have to sift through?
No, we're done. We're done.
Well, you decided to describe it, so.
Would you say she was coming out of her shell?
Yes, I would say that. However, I was the only adult that realized that in the middle of each table where, like, you had to write your name.
Was it that horn?
I'm just going to plow through this.
You, horn sounds. You would think you would learn after 5 years to just plow through our nonsense.
I do.
She
I do plow.
Does.
So she had us write our names on little pieces of paper so everyone could know who each other were.
Right.
And those Mr. Sketch markers. And so I'm the only one that's sitting there opening up all of them. I feel like I'm in fifth grade, guys.
You're huffing them.
Why? I was going to say.
Lines under her nose.
Did they even make these anymore, or they just happen to have those in stock?
They still do, because they were brand new markers.
Brandy
and they were
new?
The exact ones. The exact
And they had these at a fucking, like, corporate office?
Dude, I smelled them and I was transported 20 years ago. It was
right.
Just like what you were saying about smelling something. It was like the first time you had sex.
Right.
Like I was in my fifth grade classroom doodling the moment I opened
Whoa.
You had sex in fifth grade? What's wrong with you?
Fifth grade.
Don't doodle yourself.
Hey, who gets doodle in fifth grade?
I do.
Doodle, not diddle.
Oh.
No.
Doodle.
Oh, you were doodle bopping.
Like doodle bear.
Oh. What's that? Says horny show hashtag.
I know.
I get it.
Yeah. Who?
Seems like Western Echo is really coming out of his shell tonight.
I swear to God, man.
Would you say he's shell shocked?
Is he better? Sorry.
I just want to bring this thing up, Marie. You posted that photo in the chat room of the parachute day thing. The best day in gym class was when they brought out the parachutes.
Yep.
You know, and you would throw the parachute up in the air and all the kids would get underneath and sit on it and the parachute would slowly fall down.
Yep.
Sherry and I did that with a blanket like a month ago.
But her tits were
What is wrong with you two?
We're like just fun. Like, parachute day!
First
we threw it up in the air, we got underneath
it. You guys are goddamn awesome. Children!
Mom says, goodbye, Oath Keeper. Hello, Mr. Sketchmarkers.
Why would you? How big was your blanket that you guys would do that?
Can we do a parachute day in the hotel room at the library?
Sure.
Yes.
Woo! I don't want to be part of you guys' nonsense.
You're not allowed.
I am.
You want to be part of it?
Sorry.
But you're not invited.
No, because I don't want to look at you four differently.
Did you get an invite to our hotel room? No. Then shut up.
I'm preempting you from. Don't even think about inviting me because I don't want to like the next day go. I don't know if I can do the show with these guys anymore.
We're,
I want to keep doing this.
I do a show with all these guys, and it's fine.
It's
so relax.
It's not that bad.
It's not that difficult.
It's not that bad. Dog.
I guarantee if we fucked, we wouldn't do the show the same way anymore.
If you fucked me, we wouldn't. You're right.
Oh, we're just talking about doing a parachute thing.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you creep.
Whoa.
Okay. All right. Call me an overreactor. All right. Call me an overreactor.
Dutch, we have mothers, dude.
I love how Dee is sitting here yelling at me while her son is like tugging at her shoulder.
Yeah. Well,
you know, it's awkward for me. I had to be careful with what I
say. Yeah. You're really careful.
She's doing a good job.
As long as she doesn't have a speaker, we're good.
You guys are all awful people. Mainly Dutch.
Mainly.
I think we're all coming out of our shell tonight.
Oh, God. my foreskin just ached.
This is your fault, Mitch, for pointing that video out.
Yeah.
You're welcome, listeners.
No, everybody blame Mitch.
Yeah, blame him for the next year
it
and a half long bit.
It was a good song.
No,
it
the
was
year
a
and a half
good
long
video.
Bit. It's not.
Everyone remembers it. They all loved it. And
right.
Everyone came out of the show.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bit.
I'm talking about these assholes. He has one failed joke on the show, and he's like, no, I'm beating this in the ground for the next 10 months.
I know. That's the point.
Wouldn't you say that Mitch is just a shell of the man he used to be?
Why are you helping him, Sean? Why are you doing this?
Because we're jerks.
You're an enabler.
Who?
Sean.
Me?
Yes.
Never not once have I enabled anybody to do anything.
The problem
that they
is,
never not once.
Dutch sometimes has a rough outer shell.
Dude, I can't do this, man.
And he has to come out of it.
I don't want to do this for the next 10 months. Because this is going to last.
I'm in. I like
this
it.
This is going to last forever.
I'm for it.
I'm not for it.
I'm for it like foreskin.
Oh, like mine.
Well, I mean, kind of more like Royce's.
Mine's more of a five skin. It's a lot.
Ew. That sounds so
I know, doesn't it?
I like how that's a thing she takes offense to.
And
that's nasty.
He eats a lot of rice and beans, being, you know, spicky and all, so it makes for better flavor in my mouth.
Should we save this for next week? I think it might be good just because, you know, D, you're a parent.
Western Eagle has a good point. Shall we move on?
Dennis, you're not helping. You're making this worse.
He is helping with the segue.
What's a parent?
You don't get it.
D's a parent.
What's a parent?
D's a parent.
Nuts.
Oh.
Looks like Dutch is taking a good shellacking over here.
If you would have said shellacking, it would work better.
It is shellacking.
Anyways, but you said shellacking. That's the difference. Anyways, I posted it in the chat room since we're going on BuzzFeed, holes here. It's that's actually the wrong one. I apologize. Here we go.
Good job.
Here's the right one. It's the creepy 15 creepiest notes that a child has ever written.
By the way, you know, it's funny because my favorite song as a kid was Shell Be Coming Around the Mountain. And
I don't have a shut up Royce button, but I'll just use this.
Shut up, Marie.
Hey, I didn't do nothing.
Well, he's a Lopez and you're a Lopez. So by default, it applies.
It's not these.
Oh my God, here we go.
These are hilarious and kids are totally creepy.
So anyways,
everybody over it right now is shell shocked.
Stop it.
No.
No.
Stop.
No. God, please no.
No, there God. It is.
Hey, you know what?
Stop. No, God, please, no. No.
So, D. It,
no. With,
hey.
No.
No.
Hey, stop shell-tering John.
So, D.
And enough with shelling out insults.
It's funny every time.
Dutch, you are the most shellfish person I ever met.
Yeah, you are.
It always has to be about you.
It has to do with listeners wanting to move on.
Guys, trying to help them out here. We don't have listeners. Have some nice shalom here. Some peace and quiet, please.
Sorry, you were saying about kids' notes?
Okay, now listeners are now on board with your dumb bit. Dennis says, I think Dutch is a little shell-shocked. Mal says, she sells seashells by the seashore.
Good one, Dutch.
Anyways, so I mean, have you guys ever been around like when a kid just says something fucked up and weird?
Yes.
Okay. There's this thing that D, read the first one.
Never put nature aside for television. You burned my feelings today, and I am warning you never to do what you did today again.
Whoa!
That's coming from a child.
Fucking.
On a love note written to her parents, a girl said, Mom and Dad, you are lucky you are alive. I love you very much. Happy birthday. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, we're all lucky we're alive.
You're lucky you're alive. Kids are so dumb.
The reason why I am bringing this up is because I told you guys this last weekend that I was at my my mom's big birthday party, whatever, and my little nephew Connor came up to me. And he came to me and said, Uncle Joel, I'm glad you're not dead. And I was like, what? Thank you? I don't know.
From liver failure, bro. Dude. From liver failure.
Well, then tell him I agree to disagree.
Dude, D's little kid, too, says some real weird stuff.
That's why I wanted to bring this to it. Like, what has your kid said to you?
Well, I remember one time he did ask me if one of my friends, or my friend Steve, did Steve die? And I was like, no, honey. He just hasn't been over in a while. But, I put it on the spot.
No, what was it?
Number three, it says...
I had to ask him to tell a happy story because he kept saying like really sad stuff. Like,
oh my gosh. One time this bird...
Oh God, I remember.
We saw this dead bird and I had to like clean it up. And Connor was like, well, was it a mommy bird? And I was like, I don't know. He's like, well, won't his mommy be sad that he's dead? And then it was all about how, like, well, he was probably really, really old.
It's okay. Mom, I remember this. He goes, Ma, it's okay because the bird was 15 million years old.
Yeah.
So it was okay that he died because he lived really long.
But that but birds, they
it's
don't.
A phoenix.
But then it would have just been reborn from its ashes again.
Dark phoenix.
African-American phoenix.
The lingering note. I'll read this one. My Halloween costume. I hope I will be.
You skipped number three.
No, Dutch just read it, didn't he?
No, I didn't. Oh, I was about to, but then I got cut off. It says, "Hi, how are you doing in hell? Love to Joey, Dad, and I can't read the last one.
There's a picture of the devil.
why would a kid? What enters a kid's brain?
How are you doing in hell?
That's why religion is bad for kids.
Okay, my Halloween costume right? for four. I hope I will be a bloody, bloody, bloody guy with a knife and an eye patch when I have my costume.
Maybe
I sneak into houses. First, I will put on my eye patch. After, I will.
Dude, I would be chilled as a father if I read that.
That'd be awesome. Be like, my kid is a creep. Awesome.
All right, I want to read the next one.
Figure out what they're like. What got him from there to there? Because kids are just really literal, is the thing.
Yeah,
so, like.
And their brains don't work in a linear fashion. Yeah. It's kind of all over the place.
The number five, this is a question and answer. So Graham was asked, what will you do or what will you be doing when you're 100 years old? And he has a picture of a gravestone. It says, breaking out of my tomb.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
I love the next one.
Read it.
It's a picture of a leprechaun. I guess it was for St. Patrick's Day. If I caught a leprechaun, I would kill him. And the guy's stabbing him with like an arrow.
Yeah, is one like being hung by a noose and the other like stabbing him?
I think he caught him in a net.
You know what's great about this name? Look at his name at the top. The kid's Irish. His last name is McGovern. McGovern.
Jack McGovern, the leprechaun killer.
He's like the Van Helsing of Ireland. He just kills leprechauns, though. The next one is a dream note. Draw a picture of a Christmas dream. It's basically like this monster with like a hook and a little kid. And it says, ho, 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 Merry Deathmas.
That is creepy, dude.
That's awesome.
It's supposed to be like a happy little thing that the kid and probably, I'm assuming like in kindergarten, is supposed to write. And then that comes out.
Oh, my God. Number eight, the note for Catherine's mom. Good morning. I see my assassins have failed. Catherine.
I'm going to chalk it up to the kid has a funny sense of humor, but if they don't and they're really young, that'd be really creepy.
Note about father. My father, he likes to eat
soap.
He likes to drink Coke. He likes to color gray. He knows how to use a computer. His favorite sport is soccer. He likes to vacation in Las Vegas. His favorite dessert is watermelon. He doesn't like kids. His favorite animal is a fish. He can't play with me.
Oh, my God.
He lets me watch TV. His favorite restaurant is steakhouse. He likes to work. One day he will die. I will always come to visit his grave.
That is sad. That is so sad.
The next one's a snowflake note, and it says, I'm sad you're living.
What a sad snowflake, too.
I know.
It's not even
shitty snowflakes, kid.
It's not even the right your. It's just Y-O-U-R.
The next,
remember right, kid.
Next one at the top, it says, Dear Valerie, get out of my life. And below it is a picture of a stick figure with a head decapitated and an axe drawn next to it.
Apparently it cut Raiden's head off.
Right.
Number 12, note about passwords. If you put a password on that, I will make your nightmare. You'll make your a nightmare.
Sure. I will make your nightmare. What?
Oh, you're my God.
Probably going to make I will make your life a nightmare.
Ah.
Number 13 is a little girl in a Santa hat holding up a sign that says, I love Satan.
Without any clothes, apparently.
She's wearing a Santa hat.
That's close.
And the N is backwards.
Whoa!
The other note about Satan.
The African American is back.
Thank you.
My God.
Jesus, we gotta filter everything.
Jesus.
Dear Uncle Brian, I hope you have a good birthday. I love you, Uncle Brian. How are you? Have you heard of Satan? He makes you do bad things. Love, Rebecca.
That says thuggings. He makes you do bad thuggings.
Thuggings. He makes you bad thuggings.
Have you heard of Satan? Kids.
Have you heard of Satan?
Kids don't need religion, bro. They don't. Shit like that happens.
The last one is a note to the door. It just says, let us in. It looks like it's written in blood.
Yeah, probably like I dried up.
She was probably trying to go to the bathroom, just get some fucking peace from her damn kids. And they wrote a note on paper towel and shoved it under the door. Let us in.
D, this really sounds like some personal experience.
I just want to pee by myself.
Okay.
Are you going to be okay?
Marie, can you let her pee by herself?
I just want to be alone.
Is she going to be all right?
I just remember as a little kid, I got spanked because my mom was on the phone and she was locked herself in the bed in the bathroom trying to get away from us so she could actually have a civil conversation on the phone without all of us. And I kept pounding on the door and I got paddled for it.
Good job.
Good. You probably deserved it.
I did.
Thank you very much, boy.
Mom. All right. You guys want to get out of here?
See?
We have to.
Sure.
Well, you're in a good mood now. You weren't at the top of the show.
I like this song.
I guess we're just going to play Sposas.
Really?
What?
What?
Who's playing that? It's fantastic.
That's not me. It's supposed to be me.
All right. Sean, why better?
I'm better than you because... Hi, Laura.
Marie, are you better?
I'm better than you because I'm a sexual predator.
D, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I'm really coming out of my shell.
Damn it!
God. John?
I'm better than yous because this weekend I didn't have a Nazi-themed hangover.
What?
Okay.
Royce? Okay.
I am better than you because I think that D taking my I am better than you is shellfish.
I hate this show and everybody who's part of it.
Maybe come out of your shell a little bit then.
And I am better than you because no matter what I do, I will never equal up to the creepiness of D. All right, everybody.
Mitch really shelled it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because at the live event, I'm going to be in the same room as Royce, D, and Marie, and things going to get weird.
What? We're going to parachute.
Things going to get Oathkeeper.
Oh, snap.
So, all right, you guys, thanks for listening. Hey, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night at 7 to 9 here on the More Like Radio for Hippo Juice. You'll hear the rest of the gang. Slightly different format. Yeah, and if you are listening to the podcast, you want to catch us live, just go to morelikeradio.com every Tuesday nights from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time here on More Like Radio. Anything else to plug?
Send Marie markers so she could sniff them.
Send Marie markers. And then, yeah, obviously the live event, all that kind of good stuff. Just go to our website and our Facebook page. Just look us up on Twitter. Do all that kind of good stuff. So,
say good stuff more.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Dustin Royce. We'll be right back.